Bang Bang by Ian Fleming, dramatised by Sherry Ashwell.
Most motor cars are conglomerations of steel and wire and rubber and plastic and electricity and oil and petrol and water. But some motor cars, like me, are different. If you get to like them and understand them, if you are kind to them and don't scratch their paint or bang their doors, you may find that they become almost like persons. More than just ordinary persons, magical persons. You don't believe me? All right then, let me tell you my story. And every word of it is true. Once upon a time, there was a family called Pott. There was a father who had been in the Royal Navy, Commander Caractacus Pott, and a pair of 10-year-old twins, Jeremy, who was a black-haired boy.
I'm going beetle catching. Who's coming with me?
And Jemima, who was a golden-haired girl.
I'm coming with you. I love catching beetles, and newts, and tadpoles.
And they lived in a wood beside a big lake with an island in the middle. On the other side of the lake, the M20, the big motorway on the Dover Road, swept away to the sea. But there was one very important thing missing. They didn't have enough money to buy a car. Now, Commander Caractacus Pott was an explorer and an inventor. And that may have been the reason why the Pott family was not very rich. I'm ashamed to say that because he was always dreaming of impossible inventions and adventures and explorations in the remotest parts of the earth, he was generally known in the neighborhood as Commander Crackpot. You may think that's a cheek, and so it is. But Commander Pott just roared with laughter.
Ha ha ha! I'll show 'em!
And he disappeared into his workshop.
What can he be doing this time?
Do you remember those silly edible records he made? They tasted like boiled cabbage and a universal magnetizer contraption.
And what about those tube-shaped potatoes and collapsible...
Jeremy, Jemima, this is going to be my best invention ever. I'll show them, Commander Crackpot indeed. Look at these little beauties.
But, Dad, they're only ordinary sweets.
Jemima, you take a green one. And Jeremy, come on, you have this red one. Now, go on, unwrap them. Don't take all day. No, stop. Don't eat them. Look at them first. Very, very carefully. Yes, that's it. Good, good. Now, what do you see? What's different about them?
They've got two small holes
drilled through the middle of them.
Exactly. Now, suck them. Good. Now, stop sucking. And twiddle the sweets round with your tongues until they're between your teeth. Now, make sure the holes are pointed outwards. And blow. Stop. Now, suck them some more. That's it. Let's see your mouths move. Faster, faster. Right, now that they're smaller, blow again.
Dad, these are the best sweets in the world. They're yummy and delicious and...
Oh, no. Mine's got all crunched up. Dad, can we have some more?
You can have a whole bag each, and this is what I want you to do. Go off and practice every whistling tune you can think of, because after lunch, we're all going to Scrumptious Limited.
Scrumptious? The sweet factory?
Exactly, my dear. And I shall make sure we get an appointment with Lord Scrumptious himself. They're called crackpots. Crackpot whistling sweets. And you know what, my chickabiddies? They're going to buy us a motor car. Well, Lord Scrumptious, what's your opinion?
Extraordinary, my dear chap. Quite extraordinary.
Well, to the factory workers, can't stop whistling.
Silence, everyone. I tell you what, sir. If you let me have the recipe and the exclusive rights to crackpot whistling sweets, I will give you 1,000...